If I don't see them titties, I'm not mourning.
How's that even possible? Well, honestly, is there a sport that takes less skill than bobsled?
What's wrong with you?
What? No?
What's actually wrong with you?
Hello and welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. I am the host of the show. I am super stoked that you are here joining us for episode 209. That's how you say it, right? 209? It's not 209, is it? Am I saying it wrong? I'm going to say 209. But I'm feeling judged for some reason. If you would like to be a part of the show, we like to be interactive here, not to the point where you can actually call us while we're on the air, but you can get pretty close. You can leave us a message, as some people do. 949-464-TBLS is the voicemail line if you want to have your voice heard on the show. You can also send us an email, which is what most people do, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You got to get on our Facebook group. This, ever since I went from a page to a group, I got the page. Sometimes I'll do something on the page and then I'll share it to the group, but the group gets much more action. It's just like, I don't know the algorithm. I don't know computers. But what I'm saying is that a lot of you, oh, and that's the other thing, is that it's not just us pushing content to you. Like it was on the page. On the group, anybody can post to it. If you're in the Baller Lifestyle Facebook group, you're part of the conversation whether we want you to be or not. So do that. Join the Baller, search the Baller Lifestyle Facebook group or whatever. It's a closed group. I don't know why. I didn't intend it to be that way. I'm not sure how it works. But just request it, and our staff, the Baller Lifestyle headquarters staff, will allow you into the group, except for one guy like tried to ask me if I was interested in joining the Illuminati or something, and I immediately banned him. So I don't want to be in the Illuminati, and I don't want to like have face-to-faces with any of you, but join the group and be part of the conversation, the Baller Lifestyle Podcast on Facebook. And of course, subscribe to the show on iTunes. We should do another iTunes contest where you guys leave. I haven't checked the reviews in a while, but they're pretty piss poor considering the thousands of people that listen to the show every week, and we have like 100 reviews. So that kind of sucks. And of course, Patreon. The real heroes of the show are the people that contribute a monetary donation on patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. Go there and make a contribution if you can afford to. Joining me now, of course, it's Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. You were questioning 209 or 209. I remember having a feel like it would be a middle school teacher kind of thing telling me that telling the class that and is for the like decimal place.
Right. That's yeah. what I thought. That's
then
what
again, I had a teacher that used to tell us double space after periods, and that's not true. You're not supposed to do that.
You know, we're talking about arming. Well, you know, double spacing after periods is that sort of was a thing, and then it was like your choice, and now it's fallen out of favor. So it was like
I'm just saying, over the years, you know, all the Pluto bullshit, like, you know, teachers are not always right over the years. I've had some pretty lousy teachers, but the great ones are great. You know, it's like one of those things. There's very few in-between teachers. Yeah. I feel like I only had great or bad.
I was thinking of this teacher we used to torment. I think I was a freshman, and I think it was English class. And it's long been discussed that I was a juvenile delinquent. We don't need to rehash that, but I had this English teacher, and she was a slightly older lady, and she just was not cut out for what we were throwing at her. So we would do the thing where somebody would start tapping their foot, and then like that would like the whole class, like then someone else would start doing it in time. And then eventually you get the whole class like tapping their foot in time together and just like acting like nothing was going on. And she'd get real frustrated and we wouldn't stop. And then somebody would like get up to go to the bathroom. They turn off the light and just like stuff like that, like constantly. And this poor woman, I think she may have retired even during the semester, or she'd had enough. But all I was thinking is, I was thinking about this the other day. I hadn't thought about her in a while. I was thinking, you know what she needed? Fucking handgun. If only she had had a handgun, my life would probably be over right now. Like, she would have regulated quickly and I would have been in the sights of her weapon.
Yeah, both my sisters are teachers and my mom was a teacher. And like, my older sister has a little bit of fight in her. So maybe under the right training, she could make something happen. My mom and sister would have definitely murdered innocent people mistake. They would never be able to deal.
No.
What was I going to say? Thinking about teachers, you drove nuts. So I had a Spanish teacher, not the one I was very much attracted to. Another older lady, and she was like mean, and we used to just intentionally drive her nuts by like, you know, the word dice, D-I-C-E. Yeah, and we would just dice. Like, would be reading it and we'd just go dice. And she'd be like, oh, it's dice. Yeah. It's dice. Yeah. And just always go dice. Because that was all we could do to her. Like, if you just pretended you didn't quite get it, like, it would drive her nuts. Like, dice, there's no dice. And she'd go through the how the vowels are pronounced and still just be like, dice.
It's the tough gig. Like,
it's a tough gig. Like, just coaching coaching kids basketball, yeah, for a couple practices and a game a week. And like, I have to like lay on the floor when I'm done with practice. Like, I'm exhausted.
Stressful. It's, yeah.
They're awful.
Yeah. And it's like, your teacher, like, you don't make that much money and, you know, you make a living depending on where it is. You can make a living doing it. And the kids are fucking assholes, especially like depending on the grade and what area you're in.
It's all different kinds of challenges. You get them too young and they're not quite as dickish, yeah, but they don't know how to do shit. Right. You have to like help them with everything. And then, you know, they get a little more independent and they get more dickish.
Totally. 100%. It's junior highs where they really go off the rails. But the bonus for you is that you get the summer off.
Right.
Like, that's, you know, that's like the takeaway. Yeah. But it's, I only have to do this for 9.5 months. Like, I get the summer off and I don't know if it's worth it. Anything else going on?
Oh, I had a couple things I wanted to point out. One, I obviously don't really love what comes out of her mouth, but, I just got another like recent look at, Stacey Dash. She really holds up well.
She's like 50, Ed.
I know. She's 50 or something, yeah, like that. Like, she, I mean, I know the black don't crack, but she is, it's ridiculous how young she looks.
Her black especially doesn't crack. Like, she looked, because she was in her 30s, right? When she did,
yeah, passing for
Clueless.
The high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just a supreme honey.
And, you know, movie discussion. I don't set out to be a contrarian. Oh. Like, I saw the movie Game Night this week. I thought it was delightful.
Oh,
the little Bateman being Bateman.
Who doesn't love Bateman?
He's a treasure.
He's so
and
good.
He does good Bateman in this one.
Yeah,
it's a
best.
Fun, you know, silly comedy. Black Panther.
You saw it. Review.
I'll just say it's being graded on a curve right now.
It's gotta be. It's gotta like, be.
We've talked about, you know, what's great behind it and everything, but it is still, and I would say it's probably the best superhero movie that's not made by Chris Nolan.
Right.
Like, of all these, you know, it's way better than like all the other stuff I've seen, Captain America, all that. But, it's, it's a superhero movie with the 30-minute CGI fight at the end. And, you know, like the same, it's a superhero movie. Like, I saw it today. They're like, so this has got to be a shoe-in for a Best Picture nomination.
Stop
like,
it. Stop.
What?
It's a superhero movie.
It's a superhero movie. Like, yeah, it's an overdue superhero that, like, finally have a black superhero. But, like, and it's, you know, well done for a superhero movie. But, like, come on. It's being graded on a curve right now. For this to be, like, you know, award darling stuff. Like, what's going on? It's just a superhero movie. Good fit. Michael B. Jordan, charismatic villain. There's a lot going for it, but it's being graded on a curve.
On the roids. Yeah. I mean, I could see that. I'm not going to be seeing Black Panther. I was getting my son's input because he's pretty tuned into this, to what's going on in the nerd world. And I'm like, you want to see this Black Panther? And he's like, nah. And I'm like, what's up? And I'm like, what even is it? And he's like, well, he's like, it's kind of like Green Lantern. He hates Green Lantern because Green Lantern's powers all come from a ring. And
did they make a Green Lantern movie?
Made a Green Lantern. Or I don't know, but he just in general.
That was with Seth Rogen.
No, that's Green Hornet. He in general, he hates the Green Lantern. I think Ryan Reynolds might have been. They might have done a Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds before he's Deadpool. Yeah, but that's not the point. He's like, this Black Panther is like, his whole power is a suit. And he's like, that's lame. Like, he likes dudes to have actual powers.
Isn't that Spider-Man? Wait, doesn't he? No.
Spider-Man gets bitten by a radioactive spider.
Well, I mean, the reason why I liked the Batman movies is because he doesn't have superpowers.
No, he's
it's
a vigilante.
All his suit. Yeah. It's just a guy. I mean, yeah, they take it a little far, but he's just a guy, like a vigilante.
He's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah. And it's, you know, a little Death Wish-ish.
Yeah. Oh, I'm for sure seeing Death Wish. It's my understanding it comes out this weekend.
Yeah, it's just going to be murder. Ugh. Just lots of murder. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I've already announced that my son, I'm going to take my son and he can bring a friend and we're just going to watch Killing. And
yeah, it's going to be like Clarence Boddicker for 2 hours.
Oh, the best. All-time great villains. Okay, that's it, yeah?
Yeah, he has it.
Okay, so we got another voicemail. This guy called in last week. You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
let's see what's up.
Hey, guys. It's Sexy Rexy from New Mexico again. It's been a while. Hey, I just saw the leaked photos of Lindsey Vonn's undercarriage. And I wanted to ask you guys a question. One is, do you think after her activities with Tiger Woods, massive dong, that labial rejuvenation is in order?
Unbelievable.
And secondly, do you think they should throw in a stitch or two as well to kind of tighten things up down there?
The old added stitch.
I'd appreciate your comments. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
That's 2 weeks in a row for sex. That's 3 weeks in a row for sex.
Yeah, he's on fire. Yeah. The first week, not a lengthy message. Yes. I gotta say, it is uncanny how similar Sexy Rexy's voice is to my old customer John, who once picked up a hooker on an uptown Italian restaurant.
And faked a cold.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm gonna bounce him.
Oh, guys, I don't know what it is. I'm not gonna be able to stay for the main course. I'm sick.
Well, a couple things. I'm not a Lindsey Vonn fan, so to speak. I mean,
she's a good athlete. She's handsome, right?
Yeah, she's a nice looking.
She's good looking, but she's a pretty large, muscular woman, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like we should a myth needs to be dispelled. You guys know that vaginas are like dicks. They come in all different shapes, right? They're like they have different size vaginas and they have different attributes and stuff. And I think that whole like a vagina being stretched or something.
They're resilient as hell.
That's just a myth. Like babies come out of there and then they just go back to what they were.
Right.
Like it's not.
I mean, even the smallest baby
is bigger
even
than
the
Tiger
smallest
Woods'
baby
dick.
Would dwarf, you know, Lexington Steel. Like
deep pull.
Yeah. I'm just saying like right. They're resilient. They're resilient.
They are what they are.
Are there dick pictures of Tiger Woods out there?
Yeah, I think we talked about it on the show at one point.
I didn't know.
He is put together.
I have yet to check in. Aside from the Aaron Andrews video.
Oh, I couldn't watch that.
I've never checked out anything. Anytime I hear this, I just have never done it. Like, for me, that is just like, I don't know, maybe in the back of my mind, I feel like there's going to be a SWAT team that comes through my window when I look at people's private pictures.
Totally, I get it. Hold on. I've just Googled Tiger Woods NSFW, and you know if the link is on Reddit?
Oh, yeah.
Then there's going
to
be something.
Those people are up to no good.
Yeah, that's anything that happens on Reddit is like the just the armpit of the in the butthole of the internet. Well, these are photoshopped.
Yeah, I was going to say armpit is a little good for Reddit. Reddit is like, definitely a butthole.
This one, there's a Lindsay Vonn one on this Reddit thing, and it's like she's in the snow with like sneakers on, and she's leaned back like pushing
naked in the snow.
Yeah, it's like she's been – they photoshopped her head onto a picture from Club International or something like
yeah. –
or We, the French porn.
And another reason why I don't seek out nude pictures is like – I mean once video came around, yeah. Like I don't know. My imagination was just ruined. Like I need video.
Yeah.
If I'm doing anything with it.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I don't like those guys. Like, that's why I can't jerk off in the shower.
Right. There are people, it's like clockwork to them. And it's like, unless I get like, you know, some sort of waterproof tablet in there, like I need video.
This is why my buddy, and I won't say his name, but it rhymes with Todd, or it is Todd. This is why my buddy Todd, way back pre-internet, was trying to fund a startup for laminated porn because you just some like of us
magazines in the show
right some of us can't we need stimulation, you know, we don't just can't go to the mental Rolodex and use our memories to jerk it. So he's like, what if there was a laminated mag that was waterproof that you could bring in the shower with you for the shower jerker that also needs stimulation? Where, you know, where's the laminated porn? I'm surprised that didn't get made. I guess the internet killed it, like all businesses.
Yeah, I mean, and it's sad because once upon a time, like just getting brushed up against somebody at the right time, you could use that in your brain, to create a whole scenario. And then it's like once the internet took off. My brain has become mush.
Yeah, you could like jerk off to like a girl in your class just like thinking about what she would look like naked.
Right. You've never even seen it anywhere close to that. Yeah.
And it was like good. You're like, oh, I can make this really good. And you could just make it up. But we all lost. It's evolution. We've lost that ability, which is sad. It's sad for us.
Sad.
We got some email. Hey, guys. Hope everyone is swell. Quick question. How do you become a friend of the show? What is the vetting process? Is there an application to fill out? Do you need a 1099? Is it about the amount of newsworthy content you submit? Is Greco-Roman wrestling involved? How about the number of Beanie Babies owned? Do you need a fluid sample? Hope to get some clarity. Your friend? Trav and the Braz. I feel like Trav and the Braz is approaching friend status. Like he's almost a friend of the show at this point, right?
He needs to do one major thing if he ever expects to be a friend of the show.
Tell us where the Braz is.
The Braz is not a thing to mainstream culture.
I know, but the thing is, it's going to be such a letdown if he tells us. At this point, I would much rather just he know what the Braz is and no one else, and him talk about it like it is a thing, calling himself Trav and the Braz, than him telling us that it's like whatever. Rights of Bill had a theory that it was some county in Texas, and that would be such a bummer. Like, oh, it's because I'm from Brazos County in South Texas. Like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Braz sounds
great.
Like somebody making up their own nickname. Like, remember when Shaq called himself the Big Aristotle and people were like, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kobe called himself the Black Mamba.
Right.
Just gave himself a nickname. You're not allowed to do that.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Brian and Ed, since you are the restroom etiquette show of record, can you advise if it is acceptable to fart while using the urinal? Keith in Indiana. No, it is not. Ed?
When I'm in a men's room by myself,
That's like a tree falling in the woods.
I'm saying I do understand there is a relaxation. It can come out there at the urinal.
Yeah.
But I am under I try to go through life only farting in front of my sons. That's it. The only two people on earth that are subjected to farts are my sons.
Same here. I will only blow it out in front of my children, and then they try to tell on me.
Don't lie. My son's hot preschool teacher. I remember, you know, 3 years old or something, and he's like, "Daddy farts all the time," and like it, you know. I thought we were working on some chemistry here, and
yeah,
it kind of kills it.
This was going to be one of my freebies.
Yeah.
So big story this week, Ed.
Okay.
So people are talking about gun control. We're obviously this is not a political show.
No.
So we're not going to weigh in on whether or not that would be a good idea. But the people of the great state of Iowa, they have made their feelings clear, have they not?
They certainly have. Well, this all starts, I guess, in 2011, that I think after the age of 21, people are just allowed to carry there. And just recently, the Hawkeye State started issuing permits to blind people. After all, the state law does not allow sheriffs to deny an Iowan the right to carry a weapon based on physical ability. Here's a quote. "I'm not an expert in vision," Delaware County Sheriff John LeClaire said. "At what point do vision problems have a detrimental effect to fire a firearm? If you see nothing but a blurry mass in front of you, then I would say you probably shouldn't be shooting something." And yet, Iowa is not holding back on granting permits. So, Brian, my question is this. Which city would you be more terrified walking down the street? Eastern Ghouta, Syria, or Des Moines?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You can't go to Iowa now.
No, I don't.
If there's a blind person with a gun, I'm sorry. I want the best for everybody of every handicap.
Sure.
Thing, but you got to be able disability. To shoot a gun.
Yeah, I would think you would need to. I'm not a gun guy. I'm not necessarily an anti-gun guy. I would think that you would need a finger. I would think you need hands, first of all. The next thing you're going to do.
I would struggle if somebody was shooting guns with their toes, but I would feel better about somebody shooting with their toes than somebody who can't see. I'll still say that.
It's kind of like that episode of That's Incredible where they're like, "Hey, check out this woman that was born without arms. She could do everything with her feet." And she's like in the grocery store and she's just like grabbing produce with her toes. And putting it in the cart. And I was like, I don't maybe somebody could give her a hand.
Right. I mean, I'm impressed by her can-do attitude, but don't be a dick. If you see somebody really struggling with the feet, help them out.
I mean, it's super cool how she could play the guitar and stuff, but I'm going to want that avocado that she's touched right there. As she's going through trying to find the bruised tangelos and peaches. I might be the next shopper there and she's had her disgusting feet all over them. Just give her a hand.
Yeah. It seems like a good thing to do. The only time I would say it would be okay is in a very controlled environment. Let's say they don't have good enough sight to drive a car. So they'd be legally blind, but maybe you can put them in a special area of a firing range and they can just shoot at targets. But you cannot let somebody carry. What if you saw somebody strapped and they had the cane and they're just like crossing the street?
And then they're strapped.
Yeah. Do I hear something?
Yeah. Should I shoot at it? Just maybe they get like a helper. You know how like sometimes they
somebody's
have.
Somebody's like holding their elbow. Like,
yes.
Yeah, you can shoot him.
Yes. Yeah. Squeeze. I have to admit, I was on a ski trip the last few days, and one of the days it was snowing too hard to, so we just had to, we were just like stuck inside, and I had the Olympics on. Well, luckily my kids have their phones and iPods and stuff, so they just have headphones on and they leave us alone. And I had beer, but I had the Olympics on and I was like getting kind of into it. And they were doing the thing where they shoot the gun, the modern pentathlon. Where
that looks tough. They're exhausted.
Like, you got to make 5 shots, and if you miss one, they're like, "Oh, sorry, penalty lap. Take another lap." And they got, and it's wait. They're like, "Wait, I just won." No, you didn't. You got to fucking ski around the thing again. And it's like,
yeah,
we could use more sports like that. I'm like pretty into that.
Just torturous, tough sports. Yeah. I gotta say, the matches are too long, but if you tune in, I recorded the gold medal curling and just tuned into the last like 2 innings. It was great.
Yeah. And we fucked up Canada. Fuck Canada. We destroyed you. We destroyed you at both of your sports in this Olympics, by the way. It's curling and hockey.
Right.
Ladies. Hockey.
Not the men's. No. U.S. men got smoked. No,
we had AHL bench warmers.
Yeah, that's a good move by Gary Bettman.
Really
like,
stupid.
To not budge on that, because you know who would want that advertising? Like the hockey ratings, if you put like all of the Stanley Cup games combined, they equal like a preseason NFL game.
Yeah,
like exactly. The ratings. Like nobody watches this shit.
But meanwhile,
and
people
it's
get
like
fired
the
up.
Olympics is free advertising for
it's
those.
So good.
Those
yes. Players. It's like people are like, oh, for this fucking Jonathan Quick is going off for the USA. You know, I might want to watch a Kings game after this. Like,
that's how it works.
Yeah, that's how it works. It's called marketing. And this Gary Bettman, one, he looks like a Bond villain.
He does.
B, I saw him one time at a Ducks game, and he's like 5'3". And I had a better seat than him. Like he's a
commissioner.
I know, he's a commissioner of the league. And we were both like center ice. I had gotten hooked up by somebody. And we were both center ice, but he was like 11 rows behind me. And
that's
I was like
even
right
worse
there.
Than when I sat in front of Wayne Corbett at the Super Bowl. I look back and I'm like, sorry, buddy.
That is, yeah. What about when you sat next to Don Mattingly at a prize fight?
Yeah. Yeah. Same exact size as him.
That's pretty good. Speaking of
New York, but that was on the Union Bank of Switzerland's dime. I was sitting and Don Mattingly was sitting in really nice seats, but so was I. It was just corporate guys and then bricklayers. Lots of dudes with like gold teeth and stuff. And like, you knew that if things got ugly, you needed to get the fuck away from those guys.
Oh yeah. 100%. Speaking of New York sports icons. First, we had Kyrie Irving, mm-hmm. Dookie, come out as a flat earther,
mm-hmm.
which is like, I mean, he went to Duke. I don't know where Geno Smith went to college. Can I guess?
Sure, guess. It's part of my question to you.
Okay, is it in the Big Ten?
It is not.
Ooh, okay, hold on. Well, now I don't know what conferences colleges are in. Okay, I'm going to take a guess. He attended the University of – I was going to say Minnesota before. He attended the North Carolina State University.
No.
Okay, what was it?
Rich Rod, West Virginia.
Oh, that's right! The fucking – he's a spread guy. I'm so dumb.
He was never – like good as a pro, but in college he just was like one of those guys that goes 7-0 to start the year, and he's the Heisman front runner. And then they went like 1-4 the rest of the way or something, and he just fell off the map. And then he still got drafted pretty high by the Jets, and he sucked because, well, he sucked in college too.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he wasn't much of a thrower. Like, he ran the option pretty much.
No. I mean, yeah, he was, I guess, somewhat efficient in that Rich Rod offense, but, like, it might have been the guy who, maybe Rich Rod, he started with Rich Rod and finished with that old dude who followed up Rich Rod when he went to Michigan, but,
Dana Orgeson.
Anyway. No, before him, there was some old dude who, like, I think he's dead now.
No. But,
yeah. Bills.
R.I.P.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Geno Smith went on Twitter Sunday morning to open up dialogue with his followers about the Earth.
Geno Smith has Twitter followers?
can't be good.
Yeah.
I've been studying this whole flat Earth versus globe thing.
Globe.
And I think I might be with Kyrie on this. Before, and he spelled it B number four. Before you judge, do some HW.
Homework.
But what do you guys think? Smith posted. For the rest of the morning and early afternoon, Smith's Twitter feed became a rabbit hole of earnest science lovers and flat earth conspiracy theorists. Every once in a while, Smith would retweet or chime in to stoke the fire he started, claiming he wasn't advocating one way or the other and saying rather, I think it's a good conversation. How many of those people who undoubtedly know Earth is a globe also believe in this Big Bang theory and evolution, Smith tweeted. Hey guys, I'm glad we had this talk today. It was fun. LOL. I know how you all love to debate on Twitter, so this was good. For the record, Earth is a globe. We know this. But why not listen to someone else's beliefs or truth? Smith wrote in truth in quotes. But from now on, you can consider me a flat earther. And then in parentheses, or no, crying, laughing emoji and a peace sign. So,
wow.
Brian, what does this tell us about Rich Rod's commitment to academics?
Oh, yeah, that's tough. Oh, I mean, West Virginia, you're not exactly dealing with a – I mean, you're starting off at a little bit of a disadvantage, I would say.
Sure.
You know, it's just not – I don't think the schools are really measuring up. I don't think you're recruiting the same students that are – student athletes that are going to Columbia.
No, certainly not.
Harvard, of course, Long Beach State would have to be in that conversation. It's just, is Geno Smith still a football player?
He was Eli's backup last year. He switched from the Jets to the Giants, but I read in the story it said former Giants and Jets, so he's probably a free agent.
Well, also, when Eli got benched, somebody else started. Was it Geno?
I think Geno did start, but they have this guy, Davis Webb, who was a Cal quarterback that they really should have started because everybody knew Geno was never going to be the future. Like, why not test the other guy?
Also, but, Davis Webb sounds like the bad guy golfer in the next Adam Sandler golf movie.
Or he sounds like maybe the relative that goes and rescues Thurston and Lovey Howell on the Gilligan's Island.
Exactly. Speaking of the Olympics, a fine showing from European powerhouse Germany, in the Olympics. I saw them going off in the bobsled. They were really good in the bobsled, and I
didn't they win by flipping over? I saw one team was leading, and they skidded through the finish and still weren't first. Possible? They were upside down.
How's that even possible? Well, honestly. Is there a sport that takes less skill than bobsled?
Yeah, it's pretty much the back guy does the pushing, right? Yeah. Like you need to have like the powerful legs. Yeah. But the front guy, I mean, they say he's like working some sort of break, but really it's momentum, right?
Yeah. Just lean to the turns. Yeah, just lean, turn, and it's got rudder. What are those things called? Like. Skis on the front.
Yeah, but they're like, I mean, they have some sort of brake.
There's the guy in the back's called the brake man.
Yeah. But what, I mean, he can't even see. He's looking at the guy's ass.
Exactly.
So you just have to scream brake to him? Like, what? I don't know.
And it's like Herschel Walker did it. You know?
Right. What's, Lolo Jones did it.
Right. It's my one of my all-time least favorite people, Lolo Jones. So what's...
Do you know she's a virgin? I know no, they I never talked about
it. Did you know that she's had some hard luck when it comes to winning gold medals?
Yeah.
Or medals at all? And it's not her fault, and we should still root for her because she's a virgin
she's a
that does the hurdles. And she's like the best in the world at the hurdles, except when everybody's watching.
Yeah, and we should feel sorry for her. Except for the only time people watch.
Yeah. She never clips those hurdles except when I'm looking at her running a race.
Every time she's on NBC.
Yeah. So speaking of the German bobsled team, like what powered them to winning that four-man gold medal?
Well, Johannes Schur, the doctor for Germany's Olympic ski team, told the New York Times that nearly all of the German athletes drink non-alcoholic beer during training. It was also revealed in the story that Germany now has more than 400 non-alcoholic beers on the market. Brian, should we take this disturbing news as a sign that Deutschland is once again fueling the tanks to become a global threat?
It's a little concerning.
400.
And let's be honest about German beer. German beer is not bad. It's good. It's, you know, they're basically, they're, you know, credited with inventing beer or pioneering beer, whatever.
Your purity law, that's right. Their, like, thing.
Ryan Heiskeboot. But the thing about German beer is they're all pretty much lagers, unless you get, like, they have, like, smoke beer and, you know, they have, like,
right. It's solid, but it's the same shit.
It's all the same. They all taste the same. So if you're going to – and all pretty much all Germans, huge drunks, why would you need, like, more than one kind of N.A.? German beer. Just have the one. Just have
Hundo.
One. Yeah, that's so many. Just one is like enough, or two.
Just when you think they're not weird enough with their scat porn and stuff. Right. This is the weirdest.
Yeah, that is a lot of different kinds of beer that doesn't get you drunk. And also, it's just as many calories. It's like all the calories.
Right.
And none of the benefits. I mean, it's just drink water.
Okay. And also, like, to get a carbo load after exercise. Like, I know after distance races, they give you the free drink coupon, you get one beer. But, like, overall, like, that's just kind of bullshit. To have a non-alcoholic beer, what's the point of that?
I 100% agree. It's, yeah, you're not doing it for the athletic benefit. You just eat a sweet potato or some rice or something if you need the carbs. Well,
problem is, sweet potatoes taste like garbage.
They're not my favorite.
But anyway, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Speaking of places that are into some dirty business, China, Ed. China
is like one big McDowell's from Coming to America.
Yeah, it's
like when I was there, it's just one ripoff after another of like things that sort of sound like American franchises or, you know, German franchise or whatever. It's just anything that sort of sounds right. It's just, it's been ripped off in on a street in China.
Don't they have their own Paris there? Like, it's, yeah, they've built like a, you know, like the one in Las Vegas, but like,
yeah,
to scale, like their zone, you can go to Paris in China because they have so many people and so much land.
Oh, it's an enormous place.
They could just do whatever. So they're like, hey, we want our own Paris. So just build like one a little bit smaller. And just,
it's always crazy when you hear about some incident in a city in China and it's not Shanghai or Beijing. It's like this city you've never heard of. And they're like, population 19 million. What? Yes. Like these crazy populations. Like, what? I've never even heard of that place.
I know. It's crazy. There's
That's bigger than all the U.S. cities combined. Right?
There's so many people in China. It's just ridiculous. Well, also, they got a lot of rules there. Like, you go there, and they got it figured out. Like, you can't get on the internet. You can't go on Amazon. You can't download any porn. Like, somehow they know how to just block everything out. It's like a state-run internet.
And yet you can't cross the street there because they don't obey the traffic rules.
Yeah. Well, also, if you hit somebody with your car in China,
yeah,
the way their laws work is that if you maim somebody in a car accident and you can look this up because I read about it. You are responsible for paying for that person's care for the rest of their life.
Oof.
But if you kill somebody in a car accident, you just got to make a one-time payout to the family.
Oh, so you run them over if you hit them.
Yeah. So somebody, if they hit a pedestrian and just like get them on the hip and like knock them across the intersection, they'll race over and fucking run them over again and then back over them and just make sure he's dead. So, and they'll do this to children. Because they're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, especially if you're paying for the rest of their life. Right. That means the rest of your life you're paying for.
Right, this kid could live 87 more years. I can't have that. That's a fucking lot of money. So I'll just pay him a couple grand right now, give his mom, you know, $5,000, and I'm out of this because he's dead. Well, another thing that they're cracking down on in China is their tradition of funeral strippers, Ed. The country's Ministry of Culture, air quotes culture, announced late last month that it will be targeting a slew of rural provinces, all population about 9 million each, for their obscene and vulgar performances at weddings, funerals, and temple fairs. As part
this of this is the opposite of the Great Leap Forward. This is a Great Leap Backward for China.
As part of the new crackdown, a special hotline will be set up for the public to report any, quote, funeral misdeeds in exchange.
I mean, talk about the fun police.
In exchange for a monetary reward. This way, that's China likes to get their people to narc each other out, too. It has been a long-time tradition in rural China for residents to hire strippers to partake in body performances at funerals in order to attract a larger attendance of mourners. Oh, yeah, because it's like more like, hey, Tim, way to die last month. Like, your funeral sucked. Hardly anybody went, you piece of shit.
Good Chinese name, Tim.
Yeah. I didn't want to sound racist. Hey, Chang, you fucking suck at dying, dude. You had that cancer for 2 years and you finally died.
You just bummed everybody out. Yeah, nobody's showing up.
There were only like 200 people at your shitty funeral, whereas Dong, he had 1,000 people. He had fucking strippers and shit. Like, next time get some strippers, loser.
Right. If I don't see them titties, I'm not mourning.
Ah, exactly. You know, it's like, a funeral shouldn't be a sad thing, Ed.
It is crazy how different cultures are. When I remember going to a funeral for an Italian guy.
Oh, yeah. The mom and crawls in the casket and stuff, or the wife. Yeah.
But it was like when I first started working at this place, and an Irish guy came up to me as I was going through the door, and he goes, "Eddie, I don't know if you've been to one of these, but it's nothing like an Irish funeral. Like, just stay quiet. Like, it gets real dark."
Wow.
And I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, if I have written out like some sort of will, but I feel like I should put in there, like, you know, people shouldn't take it so seriously. Like, whatever. Try to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, totally. Like, I would want maybe not strippers at my funeral. I mean, I don't like.
I'm just not a big strip club guy.
Me either. And I don't want like my uncle getting a hand job or any of my friends. Like,
yeah, getting line to the bathroom would be kind of creepy.
Right. Getting blown in the rec room or anything. But maybe like get Van Halen to reunite or like something cool.
I mean, as long as it's not Van Hagar.
Right.
Go with the original. The
original lineup. Obviously not, and definitely not the Gary Cherone years.
Yeah, no, I don't think even Gary Cherone wants that to happen.
Is he a New Jerseyan? I feel like, what was that band he was in? More Than Words?
I don't know.
I feel like they were New Jersey.
I remember my buddy got tickets to like, I mean, this was Van Halen well after the expiration date.
Yeah.
And it was like in college, and we went, it was after like a real hot day of lifeguarding. So I was like pretty much suffering through heat stroke. And Eddie, it was the day before Eddie Van Halen was going to get back surgery.
Oh, yeah.
So he was like stationary the whole time. It was like a real bummer.
Yeah. I saw the reunite when they reunited with David Lee Roth in like 08 or something.
Yeah.
They had like one tour. It was a big tour. And, but this, you could tell like the whole band hated him. And they had Eddie's son,
a Wolfie.
Wolfie was the bass player, and so it was like all Van Halen people. And
oh, because they shit on what's his name? They turned
Michael
on
Anthony. Yeah, because Michael Anthony was loyal to Sammy Hagar. He's like, let's keep doing this with Sammy.
Yeah, but what was with that name, Michael Anthony?
You know, I actually know that.
Okay,
he has his real name is like something Polish, and he just did the go with the first name, and then your middle name is your last name,
right?
Michael Anthony, it was like Kobaleski or something. So it was, oh yeah, Van Halen. So it was kind of a bummer. Like you could tell, like that David Lee Roth, he was really trying to ham it up, and he couldn't hit the notes, and he wasn't really doing the high kicks. And I'm pretty sure he's got a toupee.
This was because he was on the fade in the early 80s.
Yeah, and it was like, and it was just, and I'm like 80% sure that David Lee Roth is gay. Is that like a known thing?
Yeah, I thought he was, but
like it's, I don't think he's out. But I think he's not that that matters. Not that that would actually make for a better performance. Yeah.
I know Hagar, he wrote a whole book about all the women he banged. Oh, like yeah. They would take like while a drum solo was going on, he'd have sex with somebody backstage.
Hagar, I actually know somebody that's like neighbors with Hagar, and Hagar's like 70.
And yeah, hopefully he doesn't play that "I Can't Drive 55" song to
the dude. Looks, the dude looks amazing. Like he's
real dangerous. He can't drive 55 miles an hour.
It's the 80s. Whoa. It's the 80s. That was the speed limit back then.
Ooh. Rule breaker. I'm going to follow this up with, I don't do crosswalks.
he was the red rocker, Ed. He had those red pants. Yeah. He was like, you know the thing about...
I was not a fan of the Van Hagar era.
Nobody really is. But the thing is that Sammy Hagar is like much more talented musician than David Lee Roth.
It's just I get it.
He wasn't the first guy, like the you know, like all right. Like Van Halen One is like so transcendent, and they did that with David Lee Roth. But then they had way more hits with Hagar, like you know,
right. I would say it's time. Like Genesis, right? Wasn't it used to be Peter Gabriel, but Phil Collins, and Phil Collins, yeah, he's a better musician, but like,
oh yeah. Dude. Totally. He's got that round head. And also
perfectly round.
Yeah.
Look like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
When Peter Gabriel was the singer, they were like this avant-garde, like art rock band. And then he leaves and then they're like, I can't dance. You know, they
just like douche chill.
She seems to have the invisible touch. You know, they're like, they're playing the bass with no headstock or anything. And it's like all keyboards and shit. And it's like, come on. Like, it's not rock and roll.
Right. A lot of keyboards.
So anyways, no more strippers at Chinese funerals.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I was thinking about going to a Chinese funeral, but now I'm going to pass. Hard pass.
Ed, it's rare that I'm not like very active on Twitter.
Nor am I. And really? I got a notification this evening. It is my Twitter anniversary. Oh. But it didn't tell me which date. I guess 2012? That sounds about right.
So depressing. But I did laugh the other day when one of our loyal listeners, Alex in Clearwater, was accusing me of being placist. I can't remember what we were discussing, but he accused me of being placist. Oh, it was during The Bachelor because The Bachelor went to, I know you've been, I don't have to tell you, Ed, you've loyal watcher, The Bachelor. The Bachelor had to go to all these the hometowns of the chicks, like the final three chicks or four.
Okay.
And the first one, she's like from LA. So he's like, hey, we're here in LA. And I'm like, okay, that's a place. And then the next chick was like from Minnesota, where it's, I think they shot this in like October, but it was like frigid cold and they were all bundled and had scarves and it just looked shitty. And you probably would have liked it. You like that weather.
Yeah, then, sounds delightful.
And then as a date, they went apple picking. And so I was like, oh, fuck Minnesota. And then somebody, I can't remember where, but the other two, oh, one of the chicks was from Arkansas. Like, come on. And then the other chick was from Virginia Beach. And I'm like, oh, hey, that's a place. You know, she had the nicest house. Yeah,
Virginia Beach is where like Iverson is from, though.
Oh, right. Oh, so it's a little dangerous there?
It can be.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, you know, I was just like kind of like making fun. And this, so Alex in Clearwater, great loyal listener, was like, oh, you're being placist. And I'm like, well, I mean, this chick was from Arkansas. Like, what can you say about? And he's like, well, everywhere has nice places. To which loyal Twitter follower Dolomite D responded out of the blue, not Ohio.
Oh, man.
And I don't think I've ever been to Ohio. I just found that so fucking funny.
I've never been to Ohio. Michelle was watching The Bachelor, I think yesterday, and I walked into the room. I was doing something in the kitchen, and I hear this like long discussion. And I was like, Michelle, this chick is insane what she's saying. Yeah. And she goes, oh, yeah, she's really into taxidermy.
Oh, yeah, I like her. That's Kendall. She's crazy. The one from L.A. Yeah, spoiler alert, sent home.
Yeah.
She was sent packing. She wouldn't commit. But speaking of Ohio, it's a little fracas, and we've discussed it here. Ohio is basically
They love murdering people.
Midwestern Florida. They've had the most U.S. presidents. They produced the most U.S. presidents and far and away the most U.S. serial killers, as we've discussed.
By far. Yeah. Dahmer was a Buckeye.
Yeah. Well, two people were arrested, and a man is recovering after getting into a bit of a spat at a home in Akron.
Fisticuffs?
It's never good. There's like domestic violence is never funny, especially
count to 10, take a breath, right. Relax.
And these two, you know, a lot of times the, you know, household implements will become involved. It's usually like,
like throwing like, you know, like glass or something or like a baseball bat
or like any of the clue weapons, like the lead pipe.
Although lead pipe, like they're not really readily available unless you like go to Home Depot for one.
Yeah, like if you're in the plumbing supply business. Right. I don't really feel like they make – maybe they've updated that game because a lead pipe, that's poison. Like you can't run any potable water through lead pipes.
Right.
So lead is poisonous. It will kill you.
Right, and Miss Scarlet didn't seem like the type of person who would have access to a lead pipe.
But Professor Plum
seemed like a rope guy.
Oh yeah, and what about Mustard? What's he? He's a knife guy,
Colonel Mustard.
Mustard.
Knife. Why would he be hanging out with a professor? Colonel.
It's a weird group. I remember they tried to make a movie of this in the '80s. It's a pretty boring board game. I can't imagine the movie was any better.
Yeah, I'm still bitter. I one time played it and just guessed it right on the first time. And my whole family accused me of cheating. And I was like, you saw it. I was like, no, this was like the single greatest moment in family board game history.
And there's only like so many combinations.
I know. And I always, my go-to was always like, I just picked the things that I found the coolest.
Yeah.
So whatever it was Colonel Mustard with the revolver in the billiard room or whatever it was. Yes. And like, I nailed it and everybody called me a cheater. So like, never wanted to play again.
I mean, I'd just be happy that the game was over. Well, these people got into a domestic dispute, and they had an interesting weapon that they chose to attack each other with, Ed.
Okay.
It wasn't a lead pipe or even a knife, but instead, it was a chainsaw. Officers responded to Baird Street shortly after 9 p.m. Tuesday for a fight with injuries. When they arrived, they found the 52-year-old victim on the couch in the living room covered in blood. The victim told police his former roommate, William Mitchell, and his roommate's girlfriend, Aaliyah Wiley, came over and started to argue about owed
this
money.
This would be an awesome clue. If it was Ohio Clue, I would definitely play it. Yeah, like,
they should make an Ohio
Aaliyah in the laundry room with Tide Pods.
After, according to police, the victim and Mitchell began physically fighting and fell to the floor next to a chainsaw in the living room. Ed, look around your study right now. Any outdoor? Is there an edger around?
A phone charger? I got a phone charger.
I would have to search. I doubt I could even borrow a chainsaw from any of my neighbors.
I definitely couldn't. No. I live miles from the nearest chainsaw.
Yeah. After a struggle, Mitchell picked up the saw and hit the victim with the chainsaw blades.
Man.
The victim was cut on his hands and arms and tried to flee out the front door. He fell, so Mitchell and Wiley dragged him back into the house. Akron police said the fight continued with Wiley hitting the victim in his back and legs with the saw.
All right. I want all of our users to hit us up on Twitter. Let's see if we can get a good Ohio Clue series of weapons and rooms and names.
So anyway, they're all fine, but a couple of them are in jail.
Ohio natives are restless.
Yeah, it's they like to kill there. The lake's on fire.
Yeah, they've reached full maturity and they're ready to kill now. They need someone to murder, and if not, they're turning on their roommates, buddies.
The Browns are in the market for a quarterback. It's not an ideal situation.
Well, Ray Carruth is getting out of jail soon, so maybe they could see if he could switch to quarterback.
Is that true?
I saw he's not only is he getting out of jail, he's trying to fight for custody of the mentally challenged boy that he left behind. I remember seeing Real Sports or something, a beautiful story of that grandmother has raised this kid, and he's he's 18 now. It's been a long time. And
he's probably an adult.
He's like, yeah, I want custody of this kid. Well, no, he can't live on his own.
Right.
And I want to fix my errors or something. It's like, no, you should never be around this kid.
I don't think Ray Carruth was in the league long enough to get a pension, was he? I think you have to play five years.
He didn't play long, but he was actually pretty good, I think.
Yeah. He was pretty good.
Seems like a poor career choice to murder.
Yeah, and didn't really have much of a plan.
Right. He hired a couple of dummies. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of similar to a Tonya Harding situation. There wasn't a great exit strategy.
No, it wasn't really well thought out. Did you see the Tonya Harding movie?
The weirdest thing, considering I live right next to New York City, it really was never playing anywhere.
Really?
It was one theater in on the Upper East Side, and I was like, hopefully it'll get to me. And it just never came out around here.
Well, when it
never came out in any of the neighboring towns in New Jersey and nowhere in lower half of Manhattan.
That's crazy.
It's weird. Because it's had a big star.
Yeah. And it's a, it's a big movie.
I heard it was a fun movie.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it. So if you get a chance to see it, highly recommend. All right. It's time. I don't know if anybody heard her.
I didn't hear her this time.
Furiously opening mail earlier, or the click clack of her footwear on the Baller Lifestyle World headquarters hardwood floors. But at any rate, everybody knows who she is and what she's doing here. She comes on every week. Made a special appearance on the Bachelor episode last week. I'm really sorry you missed that, Ed. Although she hasn't been watching. But she joins us every week to tell us what is going on in the world of pop culture. You know who she is. It's our very own Fancy Sauce. How are you, Fancy?
Hey, Kate.
I am quiet as a mouse.
Oh, my God.
You guys are making up that I make noise.
You know what's
You're gaslighting me and trolling me.
I didn't hear you this show, but I did hear you the previous 200 shows.
Yeah, that's right. 208 shows.
Yeah.
Except for the few that she missed.
Well, she was out of the country for like eight of them. So
it's probably not even me that you can hear.
But today I didn't hear you.
Some other background noise.
She likes to come in and make noise. And what's funny
is, so quiet. I don't even close the garage door.
What's funny is that she's very, most of the time, she's very soft spoken, unless you happen to be in a movie theater.
Then she becomes a black woman.
Yeah. And then she's like, hey, why is he doing that? What do you think? And I'm like, shh.
This is
what?
Also.
I'm not being loud.
Total gaslighting and nacho.
What? It's fine. No one cares. It's fine. Okay. More like this.
It's not true.
Use my low voice.
You're such an exaggerator. You make up stories.
Yeah, I'm pretty close. Let's do a couple email before we get into the pop culture segment. Brian, Ed, and Fancy. I'm a little short on time, so I'm going to cut to the chase. Who in the fuck is 6699? He can't possibly be a real thing, can he? Thanks for keeping it baller, Ben 906. Ed, this seems like a hip hop person.
I've never heard of this.
The number 6 followed by IX, and then the number 9 followed by INE. 6699.
I'm looking it up. No, I don't.
Kate, you're pretty.
6ix9ine rapper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're pretty clued into the.
I struggle. Yeah. Oh, there was a massive brawl at LAX with this person.
Oh, really? Does he have anything to do with Young Dolph? Because my guy's Young Dolph.
Well, rapper Tekashi 69, aka 6699.
And how well your workflow is flowing. Oh, is he Asian? Tekashi? That's a commercial.
He looks like he's definitely partial.
I have a lot of windows. I have a lot of windows open.
Yeah, okay.
And they can never tell.
What are the job prospects for somebody who has a giant 69 on their forehead?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this guy's freaky looking. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This guy's very disturbing.
You got to think even the tattoo artist.
That's from his
like,
hit song,
sure you
want to
go with the giant 69?
Right. Do you need this? Like, don't get me wrong. Like,
maybe this is better on your shoulder because, like, you might need to apply for a loan sometime.
Yeah, just maybe under the clothing somewhere.
I don't know how I missed this story about him.
They all need facial work these days.
Here's a headline for you.
On the cheek.
Sentencing in rapper 6ix9ine's child sex case delayed because he failed his GED.
What?
As part of the plea deal, rapper 6ix9ine took after pleading guilty to the use of a child in a sexual performance in 2015, the rising star was ordered to complete his GED. In this case, the sexual performance involved a 13-year-old girl who appeared nude and engaged in a sex act with another party in a series of videos 6ix9ine appeared in and posted on social media.
Oh, this 6ix9ine keeps it real.
Yeah, if you miss the 69 on his forehead, giant one on neck, and the giant one on his chest, and the giant one on his stomach, there are also 69 69s on his left arm.
And in the image you are looking at, does he have like rainbow fronts, like covering his teeth?
Yeah, that
picture with the weed gum.
No thanks to you, Ben. And it's interesting because this guy's called Ben 906. Ben 906. No thanks to you for introducing me to 6ix9ine. Wait, 6ix.
Just call him Tekashi 69.
Yeah, Tekashi 69. This
guy really loved that sexual act.
Apparently.
I mean, you really got to love something.
Most overrated sex act.
Yeah, I would say it was a debacle the few times it ever happened in my life.
It's just, you know, it seems like it's a better idea, but it's like you can't concentrate really enough on what you're doing and you can't really enjoy what's being done to you. It's like way less of
bad
things.
It's a lot of bad angles.
Yeah. And
And I'm just, you know, I'm generalizing.
Yeah.
But I just feel like if somebody has a bleeding skull on their cheek, they're probably not a generous lover.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Apparently his mixtape just dropped the other day.
I wouldn't think so.
And he has a $7.5 million contract that he just signed.
With who? With a record label?
I guess. After his last court appearance, he pledged to his attorney that he would take mad courses and repeatedly take his GED until he passes.
Yeah. How old is he?
I'm not sure, but there was a young girl pushing a stroller waiting for him outside the courthouse who looked no older than 14.
Oh, no. So he likes him young, huh? But he must be young if he's taking his GED.
Yeah. Wow, I mean, is somebody calling him dad?
6'9".
You call him daddy 69? Like, that seems... You know, just wrong.
Anyway, the answer is he's horrendous.
Yeah.
That's the answer to your email.
Kate, now that you're aware of who 6ix9ine is, will you be 69ing? Are you fantasizing about 69ing with 6ix9ine?
What's wrong with you?
What?
No. During the
What's actually wrong with you?
During the Google search, it just said there's a picture and it says the ugliest rapper in the game.
he's not handsome, that's for sure.
No.
Okay, another email. Thanks for that, Ben906. Here's another one. Hey, fellas and Kate. This was from the Bachelor Lifestyle podcast, and I'm kind of confused by Brian and Stu's derogatory statements towards men wearing scarves. Not to piggyback off Rome show and his confusion of a PGA golfer being lured drunk to get rolled and beat up. I should have edited this because I don't know what he's talking about. And you, Brian, going antiquing without being lured. I have my question. How does a man who wears a fanny pack throw shade at men who wear scarves? I'm just saying, a straight man wearing a fanny pack is normal, but a straight man can't wear a scarf? Nope. Kind of a dichotomy, no? I rock my scarf hard at work. Thanks. If you could clarify, hashtag team night showers, hashtag team floss daily. You all are awesome. Keep up the awesome and hard work. David in Salt Lake. Hey, fuck scarves.
I didn't know David was gay.
Cause he wears a scarf. Oh, you're also anti-scarves. I thought you might, cause you love the cold. And you love being bundled up against the cold?
I love the cold. I don't love scarves. No, you're not fighting the cold.
Right. It's just like, just zip up your jacket. Like if you're worried about your neck getting cold.
No, but if he's saying he's rocking them at work, he's not doing it because he's cold. He's doing it because he's cultivating
indoors.
A look.
He's indoors. That's kind of like wearing an ascot. A scarf.
Look, I mean, Brian dresses like Punky Brewster, so I'm not saying that we gotta you know.
I like a lot of different patterns.
Punky Brewster was my nickname when I was in like the 7th grade.
Yes.
Look, we all have our weird things. I've got a T-shirt of the referee from Karate Kid.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean. That's cool, but just know that people think you're gay
if you wear a scarf. Kate, you often wear scarves, but you're a chick. What about dudes that wear scarves? What are your thoughts on them? You into it? You into it as a style choice?
Yeah, it depends on the person. I mean, mostly not for dudes, but every now and then you'll see like a manly guy pulling it off somehow. Yeah. You're not really sure how, but they're doing it.
What about those dudes that wear like a blazer, like George Hamilton, who wear like a blazer and the scarf,
George Hamilton.
And the scarf isn't even like on the neck. It's just around the jacket lapels.
You're talking about like those opera conductors who wear that white scarf.
Yes.
You're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Like that.
I mean, it can work in certain situations.
You're not even
using
the scarf.
You could. Neither of you guys could pull it off.
Right.
So don't try.
What about Lenny Kravitz when he wears that blanket scarf?
Lenny Kravitz is his own monster.
He can pull off a bamboo vest.
Yeah.
That blanket scarf.
Yeah. I mean,
I forgot about that.
Just that Lenny Kravitz. He fucking.
If you've never seen, if you've never seen it, Google. Do yourself a favor and Google
during the performance.
Google Lenny Kravitz blanket scarf.
He had a cock ring on.
He had a cock explosion.
Yeah, but his pants. He was wearing leather pants, and they were like Velcro. Like he intended for his cock to pop out.
But no matter what, like I said, I showed Michelle the clip. I was like, well, check out this clip. And then she watched it like 65 more times.
Of course. Well, Lenny Kravitz is beautiful.
He is beautiful.
There's just nothing.
Roxy Broker.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's gorgeous.
Who was dad?
Okay, Kate. What was his dad, Mr. Bentley? I mean, his dad was white.
His dad. If it was Mr. Bentley, that's an impressive pull for that guy.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, Mr. Bentley seemed a little gay. Did you have the Jeffersons in your home country of Australia?
No.
They don't have black people in Australia.
No.
Yeah, they do. They have
Aborigines.
Aborigines. We did have the Cosby Show.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. That was everywhere.
Yeah.
America's Dad. I wonder what happened to him. Okay, Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture? What's happening in Fancy Pop? Let's knock this out. Come on.
Okay. Let's start with celebrity marriages.
Oh, yes.
It's always a nice place to start, right?
Yeah.
Comedian Amy Schumer tied the knot.
I did see that. And a surprise
marriage. Who'd she marry? Yeah.
Some rando, right?
Some chef. Her boyfriend was a chef in New York.
Yeah.
Maybe has his own restaurant. Not sure.
Good for him?
Yeah.
I guess. Mm-hmm.
Another shock wedding.
Yes.
Instagram was freaking out.
I have to admit, I follow this person and I was very surprised.
Model Emily Ratajkowski tied the knot and announced it on Instagram in a surprise wedding with her boyfriend of like weeks.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
Sebastian someone.
Ooh, sounds like a scarf wearer.
Sebastian Bearclaw.
Well, did he wear a scarf?
Bear McLeod.
I'm sorry, who is he?
He's an actor, director, producer type. He made that new movie with Rob Pattinson, the bank heist one that was got a lot of.
Oh, it was well reviewed.
Well
right?
reviewed. Yeah. Anyway, she married this guy.
In a movie or else.
Hot on the heels of a breakup very recently from her ex Jeff Majeed, I think, who was a music exec. And Jeff is very upset about this and feels like Emily is doing this specifically to get back at him.
I'd be upset too.
That seems like a good way to get back at somebody. Like do something where there's lots of paperwork.
Yeah.
He feels like Emily's burdens. Well, it happens. He feels like Emily's doing this to spite him because he never put a ring on it.
Chicks are nuts. I will say this. She's one of the just great pieces of ass walking the earth today. And
it's kind of weird to have a long-term relationship with someone, break up with them, start dating someone new, and weeks into that new relationship, get married.
Weeks isn't enough time to get to know someone.
Em, I wish you all the luck in the world, but I don't have a great feeling about the longevity of this union.
Keep those Instagram pictures
coming, girl.
Because you look fine as fuck. Okay, what else, Kate?
Where do you want to go now? Crimes and misdemeanors or sexual misconduct?
What category? I always go sexual misconduct. Ed, do you agree?
Yeah.
Melrose Place star.
Oh.
Jamie Luner, a.k.a. Lexi Sterling, has been accused of sexual misconduct with a teen that allegedly took place in 1998.
What?
A man who's currently in his 30s.
Yeah.
Alleged that Luner, now 46, performed oral sex on him. He's complaining about this, by the way. When he was 16 years old, and she would have been 26 or 27.
Oh my God. I have a hard time believing this because if I got blown by a chick on Melrose Place, and this chick must have come on Melrose Place after the chick I was dating stopped dating because I don't remember this chick on Melrose Place.
She was a redhead. You would remember her.
I remember
her name is Lexi Sterling.
The character's name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. No, I remember this chick. I remember this chick.
Oh, I see her. Has she been in other stuff?
I was into the other redhead. Oh, you know what she was on?
Yeah,
she
know the other redhead. Yeah.
I was way into her. This chick was the oldest daughter on Just the 10 of Us.
That's correct.
I know who you're talking about.
Ding, ding, ding.
She was on she would pop up a lot of places on in the 80s. I think she might have been on Growing Pains.
That was a Spin-off family. He was the gym teacher.
Right.
Just the 10 of Us was the gym teacher.
Right.
So.
Anyway, you get blown by a chick that's like a fucking hottie. Like, you don't keep it a secret for 20 years.
And then take her to court.
Yeah. And you definitely don't do that. You tell your mates. You get on top of a building with a bullhorn.
You
let people know.
Well, he's trying to go public because the statute of limitations in California has already lapsed.
Yeah.
So it's unlikely any charges will be filed.
It's not like she's got any money.
So he's really announcing it to everybody.
What?
I'm looking at a picture of her 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Still on board.
Yeah. Hey.
She looks good.
Yeah. You see if she's – you're a little old for her, unfortunately.
Moving on.
Imagine how nuts you would have to be as a woman to be 26 years old and thinking it was a good idea to give a blowjob to a 16-year-old kid.
Yes, I can't.
Like, that is nuts.
Because that's only like –
go to the judge and be like, look, I've really changed my life. Yeah. I'm not that person anymore. By the way, my most recent credit is A Lover Betrayed.
Yes, yeah.
It actually makes me feel really ill thinking about it. It's 4 years older than my – less than 4 years older than my stepson.
Easy. That is kind of gross. But from the kid's perspective
– she was in an episode of Better Call Saul.
Oh, she was?
She was Dreamy Woman.
Oh, wow. Hasn't worked out for her. She's doing extra work. Okay, Kate, what else?
Shit's hit the fan for Ryan Seacrest. His ex-stylist has detailed her abuse allegations. Susie Hardy has come forward with detailed allegations against Seacrest. She says she was subjected to years of unwanted sexual aggression from Ryan, who says she had a crush on him.
Yeah.
Oh, on her, sorry. Among the claims are that he grinded his erect penis against her while clad only in his underwear, groped her vagina, and at one point slapped her buttocks so hard that it left a large welt still visible hours later. I mean, that's quite a slap.
Do you think she was like, she was his assistant? He's like, hey, come in here, Seacrest out. And she's like, what do you mean? You're leaving? And he's like, no, Seacrest out. And he like points down to his dong and his dong would be like out. And he'd be like, Seacrest out. And then he'd be like, why don't you jerk me off?
Do you think he made her wear a mask of George Clooney so he could get erect?
Well, yeah, maybe he's circulating this because he's concerned about the gay rumors.
You know, the sad part is I saw like, well, he's still hosting the Oscars or, you know, one of these. And he's probably red carpet or whatever.
Red carpet.
You know, we lost a goddamn senator over way less than this. Like, why can't this guy's career be ruined?
It's not the same.
Maybe and that whole Franken thing was just a plot.
But
I mean, he did the right
thing. Ryan Seacrest, we need to find a way to derail his career.
It was
this is it. He's still going.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I haven't encountered Ryan Seacrest in as long as I can remember. Like, I don't watch anything that he does. Although I am kind of bummed that he's on with Kelly, who I'm a huge fan of. But I don't watch her show, but I do follow her on Instagram. And once in a while, they'll like be vacationing together. Which I'm not into.
Yeah, I went to the doctor's this week, and that was on. And I mean, he really has nothing to say.
No, he doesn't.
Like it was the start of the show, I guess. You know, they're like catching up on the weekend.
Yeah, they do banter.
And it was like, holy shit, this guy's got nothing to say.
Yeah. Because he's not a.
But he enunciates it real well.
But that New Jersey's own Kelly Ripa, Ed. I mean, is she a?
She has my autograph.
Yes,
she has. I know. Don't forget that.
She is delightful. Very big fan of hers. Okay, Kate McManus. What else?
Crimes and misdemeanors.
Oh, we're still doing that one.
Heather Locklear.
Woody Allen movie.
Arrested following domestic dispute. Actress Heather Locklear arrested on Sunday night following suspected domestic incident that took place at her home.
Don't get old.
Best known for her 90s primetime soap opera as well, Melrose Place.
TJ Hooker, too.
She was booked on one count of felony domestic battery and three counts of battery for allegedly attacking three responding Ventura County Sheriff's deputies.
Well, she lives in Ventura.
9:30 p.m. Sunday night.
North of L.A.
There was a domestic incident between Locklear and her boyfriend.
It's a county.
Apparently, she went nuts.
Yeah, she's went a little nuts
on some cops, too.
She's a little nuts.
She might nuts. Be on some meds. D-rugs or yeah. some meds. She's got a very rough-looking mugshot out there now.
I think she had some troubles back when she was married to Sambora.
Yes, indeed.
Right. Who had troubles of his own?
Right.
Moving on, Vanilla yes. Ice is accused of leaving his estranged wife's bank account in the cold. Laura Van Winkle filed for divorce in 2016. This year, filed documents accusing the rapper of hiding some of their assets and property in their
Laura
split.
Van Winkle.
She found
I'd
out.
I'd be like, look, Ice, if I'm going to take your name, I'm going to be Laura Ice, Ice yes. not Laura Van Winkle. Yes.
Well, she Laura found Vanilla. Out that he had transferred money to his company, Van Rap
yeah.
Limited.
So sick.
What company is that?
He isn't he a contractor now?
Probably drives a van, right? Like van.
Oh.
I didn't know that Ice had recently been on Dancing with the Stars.
He'll rap at your kids' party, like Van Rap.
Oh, he's on Dancing with the Stars, so he must was. Be a huge star now.
Yes, yes, he is.
Big demand.
Bob Van Winkle. Well,
so they're going at it.
They can work
doing
it out.
Court Monday for a hearing in the case.
Divorces.
Well, I mean, I'm sure all the financial stuff will be ironed out because he's a big earner these days. Yes. So it'll all work.
Well, he allegedly hid millions.
That's true.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, and he just sold a house for $3.8 million,
yes.
and he hid the funds.
Oh, so he really does have money.
Yeah.
He's got some money.
I would have thought no, because he really just had the one song.
I know. But that was back when he probably sold millions of whatever CD that song was on. And
but Hammer went broke.
That's true.
And he had a couple.
But Hammer was living the baller lifestyle. Like
that's
maybe.
True. He is the ultimate, like, yeah. What is it? Not behind. Yeah. Fall behind the music. Race.
Yeah. Yeah. He had everybody on the payroll.
Yeah. And he had that sad revelation. He's like, you know, I realized once the money started going, I didn't have as many friends as I thought I did.
Yeah, exactly. Took you. That's a hard lesson. Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Kate?
Nope. That's it for tonight.
Oh, fantastic job.
We
fucking really killed it this
welcome.
Week. I gotta be honest. Like
this was we were pretty delightful.
We're so good. We're so good at this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I like how great we've become.
Yeah, it's just it's stunning, really.
I'm always shocked.
Yeah.
Out of
I listen back and I just laugh and laugh at the shit I say. And the shit you guys say. okay, so that's it. That'll do it. Episode 209 in the books for
209.
Kate McManus. That's my rap name. 209.
Now you have to get it tattooed on your forehead.
Yeah, because that's what I'm gonna weigh eventually.
That's very cool.
For Kate McManus, for Ed,
that's me.
Ed Daly. My name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 209 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Out.
Yeah.